Hi, I'm Nancy Dufresne. Welcome to our podcast channel. We know you'll be blessed by today's message.
Good morning, everyone. Like my wife, everything that my wife said, I'm supposed to say it. But, yeah, amen. But it's an honor for me to minister to you this morning. Honor every year that, you know, Pastor Nancy asked me to minister. And, you know, when I minister prayer, I live by experiencing this prayer. I remember the time, talks about our spiritual parents. I was praying. A lot of things I know about my life, our life in ministry, is when I was always in prayer. So I was praying, and then the Holy Ghost said, when I called your spiritual father and your pastor to move here in California, because faith is an all-time low, son, I have you in my mind. I still remember that word he gave me. So we cannot disconnect, because it's part of my mind is the will of God. So I began to see that if you're struggling in life, God will connect you to somebody that walk in the will of God, that knows the plan, the purpose, and the pursuit of the plan of God in their life. Every believer, ministers, and all of us alike, the will of God, when you are in the will of God, you become, you just become an opportunity to many people.
Yes.
For your family.
Yes.
And I keep reading those men and women of God with regards to faith. One of them is Rahab.
Yes.
You know, the Bible said she's a harlot.
Yes.
And she's not even a Jew.
Right.
No covenant with God.
Yeah,
but because of her faith, which is the will of God for her life, her family got...
Yes. Come on.
And they are not, you know... They don't have any covenant, but only one got into the will of God. And all her family, her belongings, everything they have. She must have a big house to fill up all her relatives, her loved ones. And come to think of it, we know Rahab became part of the Jewish nation. And I don't know if Joshua knows all the names of the people of the Jewish nation at that time, but he knows Rahab. You remind them, you take care of Rahab, you know, right?
Yeah.
And she became the lineage of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Is that amazing?
Yes, amazing.
So I saw that the will of God in her life, all her relatives benefited from it. Amen. So that's I remember because of the will of God, my pastor and my spiritual father's life. Amen. We got connected. And opportunities opened up. Blessing in their life became our blessing. It's amazing. Praise God. But I noticed too, those that are in the will of God got out of the will of God, became a problem in the church. Have you noticed that?
Right?
I mean, the greatest one is Solomon. We don't have to talk about what God did to him. But in the latter part of his life, he got out of the plan of God. Because lack of prayer. Lack of prayer and wrong worship. A great man of God, God appeared. I mean, read the story. It's amazing. But he got out of the will of God. And the nation of Israel began to get out of the will of God. The nation of Israel became so rich because of what God said to Solomon. I made you rich and all the nation made. What I'm going to say is one of the things about prayer, Pastor Nancy made mention about that, about come fellowship with me. I'm just saying this. And, if you're willing and obedient, you're going to taste the good of the land. What I see is a harlot got into faith, and God erased everything. She didn't ask forgiveness or anything. She doesn't know about probably forgiveness. She just had faith. And God accepted accepted him and got into the covenant.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing to think.
Yeah.
And here we are. We are all born again.
Yeah.
Better than. I hope none of you is a harlot this morning. But yet, God will forget and forgive.
Yes.
He will erase because of his wanting for us to be in his presence.
Yes.
I mean, we know we're hungry in his presence. How much more God? And praise the Lord. Amen. So, but that's just my introduction. But I began to see in the Word of God, likewise, about lack of prayerlessness. And I see the epistles, especially the epistles of Paul. He talks about the revelation that God has given to him. In the every epistle, there's always, he will speak revelation and in between our prayers. Sometimes he starts, the first book will be, first chapter will be prayer, and then revelation, and then prayer. I mean. And he will talk about revelation that he received from the Lord Jesus Christ. Like, for example, the book of Ephesus, the Ephesians, he said, you are blessed with all spiritual blessings. I mean, in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And, I mean, we can read those, some of those revelations. And then after that, cease not to pray for you, making mention of you in my prayers. And I didn't know that because I started praying in 1995 because I'm not really a prayerful person. I don't study much of the word, but I serve in the local church. We go to church all the time. We don't lack any word. We have a lot of great teachers in the body of Christ, especially in our fellowship. Dad Hagen spearheaded much of it, right? Amen. But yet, you can hear things, people getting out of this, getting out of this fellowship, getting out of preaching faith. The church is casual. All kinds of things happening. I guarantee you, it's prayerlessness. Why would a man of God named Dad Hagen, we call on them Dad, I got connected with. Well, my spiritual father, a doctor, the brain, he doesn't want me to call him doctor. Hey, I'm your dad. Okay, yes, sir. So, and I believe it's prayerlessness. Dad Hagen said, I've been preaching, you know, when he was pastoring, I've been preaching for so many years. And he got hold of that prayer in Ephesians. Those Ephesian prayers. And he began to pray. In a few months' time, he said, revelation. Revelation began to flow. What I'm saying today, we have spent billions and millions, you know, to preach the gospel. But many nations, many churches are falling apart. They're not getting. We spend, hours. Praise God. What's happening? Why are people not really getting it? Prayerlessness. We are not praying effectively, I should say. Effectively. That's when God dealt with me about prayer. He said, I said, Lord, why my life is like this, 1995. I know you bless me. I in the word, you are good God. Why my life is like this? We're broke. I'm in manifestation of the devil in our home. All kinds of things. And we go to church. We give our tithes and offering. I mean, we go to church. When it opens up, we're there. But yet there's no blessing. And that God began to deal with me about prayer. Because of my lack of praying. My lack of meditating on the word. So I don't have any teaching the way many of you do at the time. But whatever I know, I began to pray. I set myself in prayer. And I didn't know I have a call in the ministry. I don't know the plan of God for my life. So I made my own plan, and my plan failed. Every plan I have failed. So at that time, I know I needed money. I need to get another opportunity. I said, Lord, maybe I can make it up again by myself, by my own hard work, because I'm not lazy to go to work. And but I just know, Father, the result. I'm going to be back in this situation. You know, I'm tired of it. You know, Pastor Nancy said, come reason with me. I don't know the scripture, but I started reasoning with him. I said, Father, I know you're a good God. You didn't do this to me. I did it to myself. But I don't know what to do. I said, let me know your plan. Because my plan failed. But I know your plan. I don't know all those things. But I was just talking to him like that. You know, I'm desperate, you know, in prayer. I will wake up early morning because I see people, you know, wake up in the morning and pray. And I'm not a morning person. But I did it anyway. I fall asleep sometimes. Talking to God, you know. You know, and I saw in the Bible, get into your closet, you know. So my closet is our bathroom, you know. We have a master's bed, but it's really small, bathroom small. I sit on that commode for a long time. And I realize, I mean, I'm not laughing then, but you can ask my wife, in my God, in the long run, that commode, because there's a hole on it, you know. I said, but I was determined. I'm determined. I didn't know I was fervent. I was heartfelt in my prayer. Nobody taught me all these things. But I was really fervent to know the plan of God. To know his will for my life. Because my will doesn't work. So I got to know his will. And I don't really know how to hear from God. Maybe I'm hearing, I just didn't know. But anyway, I found the stool from my mother-in-law, so I sat on the stool. This is better. And I will read, because the only scripture I know is meditate on the word day and night. You will make your way prosperous. You will have good success. And I want prosperity now. And success now, because everything is failing, falling apart, you know. And I said, Lord, there's no shortcut to success. Your success and your prosperity. I got to meditate. So I don't know about meditation. The only thing I know about it is read. Which I don't like to do. Everything that God likes, I don't. So I got to join him. If you cannot beat somebody, you join him. You know, I learned that. From watching Bugs Bunny. Yeah, really? So, okay, Lord. So I started talking to God. Yes. And I'm supposed to pray for my need. I got so many needs. By the time I know it, I got so much in his presence, I forgot about asking for the need. I began, so I didn't know that there started a stirring in me. The Holy Ghost began to work in my inside that I never experienced before. Because of now I learned it's a lack of faith in me. Because lack of the word, lack of prayer. But when I began to pray, things began to stir my spirit. I didn't know all the scripture, but I just know. So I began to, I'm determined I'm going to prosper if I read and finish from Genesis to Revelation. I was determined to finish it. I don't know how many times. I will do it till I will prosper, because that's all I know about it, you know. But I got hung up because God began to talk to me through his word that I've never experienced before. And then after 30 days of doing that, day in, day out, wake up, read the Bible, fall asleep while reading it. I wake up and continue to read. I was determined to know the plan of God. You know, I was determined. That's where I learned that my prayerlessness got me in trouble. Even though I go to church, I don't get benefit of what was the pastor was preaching. I don't pray for the former pastor we have. Amen. That's why I don't complain. If they don't get any revelation from God, they don't get anything. Or I don't get anything to whatever they're preaching. It's because Not, oh, you know, many blame pastor, leave the church, go to something, some another church, and they still don't get it. They didn't know they lack fellowship with God. Because if you have fellowship with God, you will honor men. You will honor all men. You will have honor in your life. Amen. God told me, because, you know, there's many different ministers start to come, Brother Copeland, then all of them, Reverend Jesse Duplantis, and God said to me, because they are new to our fellowship, and God said, son, honor all men. I said, that's in the Bible somewhere. And I found it. It's in the book of Peter, honor all men. And son, pray. Your prayer life, your prayer for them, that's your honor. That's how you bring honor to all these men and women. If you pray for them, that's honor in your part. Pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. So I saw that everyone that walk in the will of God, they are a blessing. Pastor just made mention about that woman who perceived the man of God who is in the will of God, Elisha. Got the double portion of the anointing. Right? It is her opportunity. Cannot have a baby, got a baby. Famine came, but she got everything back. It was an open book. What do you want? What? She got connected to the will of God. Now she became the will of God. The will of God in her life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So every one of us here, God has a will for all of us. All of us. Some of you can be Rahab. That your household will change. Amen. You might be that called to be a famous minister, like famous Amos Ramos, the cookie. Hallelujah. You may not stand in this pulpit. It might not be the will of God for you, but there is a will of God for you. And you will be a great opportunity to many people. You will be a great blessing to many people. You know how we got the blessing today? A man named Abraham. Got the will of God. Got into the will of God. Learned what the will of God is. Made mistakes. Yet he stayed in the plan of God. And God called him faithful Abraham. But you know the story. Right? He's not faithful in many ways. It looks like. But he's faithful in the will of God for his life. And he became a father of many nations. Yes, praise God. Isn't that amazing? Yes. Hallelujah. But anyway, praise God. So let's look first and see. Anyway, after a month's prayer, the Holy Ghost said, Lord, because, you know, I'm getting tired of sitting in that commode and that. I said to God, Lord, I'm getting tired of getting into that closet. I was talking to God, you know. What's your will for me? What's your plan for me? I said, let me know. I do whatever you want me to do. Just take care of my household. That's all I asked. I did everything to take care of them. I failed so many times. So you take care. I didn't know that's a prayer of casting your care to him. I didn't know that. That's why one day, son, you're not the provider for your family. You are not the father of your household. I am. Why don't you cast your care to me so I can be a father? So I thought being a father is just he'll take care of our bills. I didn't know what's on his mind. That's what he said. Take no thought for your life, what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, right? Seek you first. Meaning to say, your mind, he's talking about the mind there, right? Bring your mind to your heart, right? Amen. And he said, all these things will be added to you. So I was thinking, oh, if seek first, all these things will be added. He said, son, no. What's on my mind? Study. Read it again.
Yeah.
The Father knoweth what you need before you ask him. What I know, I will reveal to you. I will add all those things so you can put your faith to it, and then I will manifest it. Oh, so that's how it works. Yes. You seek me first. You talk to me first. Amen. You fellowship with me first. Amen. And I will add what's on my mind for you. You only think 100. I think 100,000. You think of payment for your rent. I think about owning your home, your own home. See, he revealed to you what he knows about your life. So that's what he told me. So I said, that's a deal. So I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? I said, you preach. You will preach. You will have a call in the ministry. He didn't say in the ministry. He said, you're called to preach. I want you to preach. I said, no, Lord. And I was gung-ho, you know. Do whatever you want. Say whatever you want me to say. But not just that. So you see my natural mind. I barely can speak English, you know. And I will stand in front of you all. And, you know, you get scared, you get nervous. And many times I get into that pulpit. He renewed my mind, help me. I get hesitant, you know, preach in front of my pastor, preach in front of all of you. And God said to me one time, son, it's my will for you to be in that pulpit. You have to be joyful. You have to enjoy my will. Okay, Lord. From that day on, all the things lifted. Amen. What people say about my accent. Hey, praise the Lord. I didn't know that Reverend Smith Wigglesworth has more a bad accent than me. Amen. So I said, I was thinking, I'm going to go Bible school. I'm going to go to school. I don't like going to school. I said that before. My wife said, quit saying that. Now we're teaching in school. The man that don't want to go to school become a teacher in the school. What a will of God, right? So, okay, Lord. I don't really see vision. But that when I said no to God, it got quiet. He stopped talking. So, and then I saw vision, people going to hell.
Wow.
I don't really see things, but that day I already saw it. I said, Lord, I'm going to preach. And the vision stopped right away, and he began to talk to me more.
Wow.
Again. And then not long after that, a few months after that, we met Dr. Dufresne, Pastor Nancy, because we needed a teacher.
Yes.
We needed a spiritual parent. Do we need spiritual father or spiritual mother, what you call it?
Amen.
Yes. If Abraham needed Melchizedek, I learned this, that if I fellowship with God, I always get something. I always get impartation because that's how he is. Amen. When you fellowship with God, you just don't give me this. If you fellowship with him, amen, what he has for you from him, he'll impart it to you. How do you know that? The creation. When he created Adam. Remember when he created man? Let us make man. Let us. So it's a covenant between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost to create man, right? Let us. And they created him like he is, a spirit being. And then as a spirit being, no brain yet. He cannot reason with God because he doesn't have a brain to reason yet. Because he doesn't have a body to house the brain. The brain house the mind, the soul. He doesn't have that yet. He's just a spirit being. And in being a spirit being, God imparted dominion. God imparted his dominion to man. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. And he imparted his blessing. And and all the spirit being of Adam just keep receiving.
Yes.
We call it faith.
Yes.
But really, he just keep receiving. Right. He keep imparting his dominion, amen, his blessing,
yes,
as a spirit being. He didn't say, no, I don't like it.
Right.
No, he doesn't have any reason.
Right.
He cannot reason,
right,
because he doesn't have a brain yet.
That's
in chapter 2 when God created his body to house his soul. So I learned that I can separate and I can just be a spirit being,
amen,
and receive from God.
Right.
He imparted. I said, whoa.
Yeah. Right.
It's still the same today. So if I fellowship with him, like Pastor said, I can, amen, come reason with me.
Right. Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yes.
I always receive something.
Yes.
I always receive impartation from him personally.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. And then I began to study the life of Abraham because we're connected to his blessing.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Right?
Right?
And he is the same to Abraham.
Yes.
He will show to Abraham, I am.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he will introduce himself to Abraham. I am the Almighty God.
Yes.
And he will impart his plan to Abraham.
Yes.
He will impart his word.
Yes.
He will impart blessing.
Yes.
Come on.
Amen. He'll impart himself to Abraham. And then here comes the spiritual father, Melchizedek.
Yeah.
So we got two. We got God. We got our spiritual parents. Remember Melchizedek, a man of God. Remember?
Yeah.
And we fellowship with Melchizedek, right? In front of all those dudes, whoever, you know, right?
Yeah.
And he gave tithes, all his tithes to a man of God. And he is the king of Salem, Jerusalem. So I was thinking, this man, Abraham came from the Ur of Chaldees. That's in Iraq. He traveled, and God moved him to that place. But Melchizedek is already in that place. And God moved him. Amen. To that land. Well, his spiritual father is already there. So he probably learned a lot from Melchizedek. We don't know. I don't know where he learned how to tithe. Right? But Melchizedek, right? As a fellowship with Melchizedek and honor him, right? Melchizedek in part, the Most High God that was on him and imparted. Blessed be Abraham. He blessed Abraham, impartation. So he can receive impartation from God as a fellowship with God, and he can receive impartation from his spiritual father as his fellowship with the spiritual father. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. How did Abraham got all those? In time of his prayer and fellowship with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. And in the book of Corinthians, God, you know, Corinthians, how you say it, Pastor? Is that correct? Yeah, I have the right pronunciation. Well, I'm getting better. When I'm in the anointing, Holy Ghost, I got to help. I need his help, right? He said, come out from among them so I can be a father to you, said the Almighty. Woo! He's God to Abraham, but he's father to me and to you. The same God that said, nothing too hard for me. I'll take care of you. He can multiply when there's nothing. He can create fish when there's no fish. And we are invited by him. Come. I like what Pastor Nancy said. Too long ago. God will come down to the garden, but in our time, we come up. Because we're seated. We're seated with him. We call it in the spirit.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, in the spirit. We come up. Oh, we come up that the devil cannot follow. When we come up, he goes low. How do we do that? The avenue of prayer. Come boldly in the throne of grace. So we can obtain mercy and grace in the time of what? Need. We come up. Amen. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Whoa, glory. Whoa, praise the Lord. I'm just giving all these nuggets, whatever. How do you do that? You just said, Father, you don't have to feel any goosebumps.
Amen.
Amen. Father, not only the Father is listening, all the angels. Maybe they're worshiping in heaven. Hey, quiet, everybody. My child is talking to me. I need to hear what they have to say. And then he'll speak back by revelation. So prayerlessness will cause you not to understand who you are in Christ. Not to walk in the blessing that God already blessed you with. Amen. Hallelujah. I was not perfect, but I was just so hungry for the will of God. Because I love my children. I love my family. Because my mom and my dad separated when I was 11. And I promised myself it will never happen to my family. But it seems like we're going in the same direction. And I got scared. And I know I don't have mama and papa that I can come. When I don't have anything, I need money. I don't have anybody to call. Can I borrow money from you? This, I don't have an option. I don't have anybody. Yeah. Even my relative, they're not far from me, but they're all hurting too.
Yeah. Right. Wow.
Their life is not getting into a good direction.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't have motion but God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Amen.
Yes.
Thank God I don't have any option.
Yeah.
There are some, they don't pray because parents got money, all this, got money.
Come on.
They don't
come
have
on.
To spend time worshiping God because
Hello.
Somebody will fund them.
Somebody.
Yeah.
For the meantime,
come on,
I don't have any funding.
Right.
If I go bankrupt, my family go bankrupt.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Very good. Amen.
Very good.
Yes,
sir.
Excellent.
I got to learn.
Yeah.
Prayer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Every time I pray, I get blessed.
Yeah.
So I got me a clue.
Yeah, I got me a clue. Yeah.
So I began to study about, especially the epistles, the life of Paul, because that's where the promises of God for us.
Yeah.
I've seen men mightily used of God, die premature.
Yes.
I've seen men, it's not a gossip, we can see it, preaching the gospel, the truth of the word, and suddenly they switch to a wrong direction. And then been ministering for many years. What happened? And I learned is prayerlessness. Because Paul said, whenever he has revelation for the church, he says it's not to pray for you. He will speak the revelation. He will speak all this inheritance, what we receive in Christ Jesus. You study it. In Ephesians 1, you see, he will speak. And let's go there a little bit so you can see it. Amen?
Yes.
I know I'm learning. Maybe you do.
Good. Yes. Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. thank God. Praise God. So here, look at this. In Ephesians. This is just Ephesians.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
We can go to Colossians. It's the same way. When I heard of your faith in Christ. And they're doing really good. Your love for God. your love for the brethren. And Paul said, I cease not to pray for you. Amen. That they will receive what the revelation, amen, that he received from God. Prayer is always connected. Because you can backslid because lack of prayer. Amen. Praise God. So here in the book of Ephesians, let's see here, right? Ephesians, let me go here real quick. And that's why I learned how to pray all these prayers. I learned it from Dad Hagen, from my pastor. I started praying the way they prayed, the way Paul prayed. It's always say praying always. So I'll have to learn how to pray always. And God told me, anything that I said in my word that you have to do always, be skillful to it.
Yes, that's good.
Learn how to do it because you have to do it always. Okay, Lord. That's the way I understand it. He taught me how to rejoice because he said, rejoice always. So I asked him. He taught me how to rejoice. He made it easy for me to learn. Amen. Now you just a push button of joy in me, I'll joy. I mean, and they said it's revival. I must have revival all the time because I joy all the time. I didn't know Smith Wigglesworth do it, you know. Dance, woo, hallelujah. I didn't know I'm going to be dancing public sometimes. I learned it from responding to him when I study. I was studying the word and revelation began. He would start talking to me through that word. And he'll tell me, son, get up and dance in my bedroom. See, if I cannot do it in my bedroom, you cannot do it in your bedroom. You know, hallelujah. Praise God. So I get up, start dancing. And then, I'm enjoying the dance, you know. The anointing. Woo, the glory. Sit down. Okay, Lord, I sit down. And read again, you know. And he spoke it to me again. Revelation again. He said, son, get up and dance. So I get up and dance. I didn't know he's teaching me how to yield. He's teaching me how to yield to the Holy Ghost. Amen. You cannot take it away from me.
No.
I don't care if they say there's no more Holy Ghost in our churches today. You might scare people or... I don't care. I scared them. But they cannot take my joy from me. I get blessed. I get their revelation. Well, you might offend people. If you say that, you lack prayer. You lack prayer. Because that's the flow. Pastor Ness, that's the flow of the kingdom of God. Righteousness. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. If you reject joy, you reject righteousness. If you reject joy, you reject peace. If you reject joy, you reject the flow of the kingdom. Period. And if you argue with me, why don't you pray? Why would I get revelation? You don't. I know if I don't pray, I don't get revelation. That's what he told me.
Yes, that's right.
He said, son, pray in the Holy Ghost. Okay, yakiu, mo sare bisho. I can do it because, you know, we're taught how to pray in the Spirit. Now, son, instead of praying in tongues, okay, joy in tongues. Because I can understand what he was saying. Joy in tongues. Okay, aramo soko. Ha ha ha. Don't speak in tongues, joy in tongues. Okay, ha ha ha. So I pray in the Holy Ghost again. Namoroko celebrashike. Ora bashika. Ha ha ha. Yahu kohishike. Ha 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 ha. Oh shike. Woo ha ha. Woo. I have noticed there's something rising up in me. You know? Go let it flow. Let it flow. Yeah. Ha ha. Woo hoo hoo hoo. Ha ha. Ha ha. Woo. Woo! I said, yeah, hey, hey, hey. Woo! I don't do that anymore. Amen. Praise God. And he even taught me, you know, when I'm new to this, I said, put your hand in your belly.
Yes.
See that movement?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes. That's me in you. That's my movement in your spirit. So he taught me how to yield. He taught me how to learn the movement of the Holy Ghost in my spirit. The presence of God, Pastor. Whoa! Glory! Whoa! Why would I give it up?
Yeah, come on!
Oh, my God. Wow! What is that? That's prayer.
Yeah.
Part of your prayer life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He said, in my presence, there's fullness of joy. So... That's just one of the flow.
Yes.
Sometimes I cannot take it, that flow, you know. I get up and start dancing. I gotta do something. Wow! Then I start hearing from God. Why? Because my spirit became strong. Strong spirit, strong faith. I heard that from you. Amen. What is faith? Well, we know faith comes by hearing. Really, faith is hearing the will of God for your life. And if you hear the will of God and you act on the will of God, because your spirit is strong, you have the boldness to act. Because faith without work is dead. The devil doesn't care if you have faith.
Right.
But if it has no work, it's dead.
Yes. Yes.
It's dead.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've been quickened.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what God told me.
Yes.
You see, son, you've been quickened. Yes, Lord, you're quickened. Yes. You see dead people, son? Yeah. You kick dead people. They won't respond. He taught me all these things. Yeah, you're right. You kick them, slap them over and over. They're dead. He said, son, if you cannot dance, if you cannot joy, you're dead. If you cannot respond to my spirit, you're dead. But I have quickened you. You're not dead any longer. The one that will criticize you, they're dead. But you're not dead. You're alive. When I say dance, you dance. Right, Pastor Amy, run, right? That's what he said to you. Run, you just got your new house.
Yes. That's right. That's right. That's right.
It's so easy to get a house. All you did is run. And he gave you the word. The word is enough. Prayer. Prayer. Hallelujah. Prayer. Woo! Yeah. But when you joy, listen to your spirit. The Holy Ghost will start speaking to you the will of God.
Yeah.
You just don't know all the complication in life. One word.
One word. One word.
Amen. The devil always complicated things. But God doesn't complicate. God always easy. How easy is this to run, right? Even though you're out of shape, I run. I like Elijah. He ran because of fear. He also ran because of faith.
Yes. Yes.
The other one didn't do him any good.
Nope.
But this man made a mistake. All this man, I watch all this man that have faults and how come God just blessed him? Because they just respond to the will of God. And everything they said yes to the will of God. Their mistake is forgiven, forgotten. I didn't see Elijah really ask forgiveness for what he did. But he went to that cave. Right? And listened. The still small voice. Right? I'm just amazed about the will of God in your life. Amen. You learning something?
Yes.
We learn about joy.
Yes.
Have you noticed you can joy?
Yes.
Have you noticed you're not dead?
Yes.
I noticed none of you are dead.
Yes.
Because you guys respond.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey. People that, they're dead,
come on.
Man.
Glory.
Hallelujah. They're dead. You can't do anything to dead people. Leave them alone. They're dead. They criticize you. I don't know why those dead people criticize. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Amen. You're learning something? And now this is true. What I'm teaching you, because this is prayer. It's part of your prayer life. You just don't laugh at the problem. You joy till you hear. Because when you joy, your spirit becomes strong. Paul said that God has given to him the revelation of the gospel in Ephesians chapter 3. And he said, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. After he said that the mystery of the gospel was given to him, he started praying. So that the mystery that he preached, because he got revelation, but that doesn't mean it equals the revelation to the congregation, to the people. So he prayed for the people. That Christ, amen, right? That the Spirit of God was strengthened with might. Bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, that he will strengthen you with might.
Yes.
Amen. That's all about the Holy Ghost. The glory, the might. Amen. So through prayer, it give permission to the Holy Ghost to strengthen your spirit. And then, the outcome of it is what? That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. You will get it. You will receive it. You will know who you are in Christ. You will know the revelation that God has given to Paul. Amen. If you pray those prayers. Right? Hallelujah. And I've seen that. He will give revelation and then he will pray. It's always connected. Prayer is all over the place. In the scripture. I see it when I'm reading it. I see it. Jesus, you know, praise God, break down the middle wall of partition. That's prayer. So that we can come. We can pray. He took boundaries. Because in the Old Testament, they have boundaries. Only few can come. If the presence of God is in the mountain, they cannot go near the mountain. If not, they're dead meat. But Jesus break that wall of partition. Oh my God. But anyway, praise the Lord. Praise God. Read it. It's all in the book. It's not new to us. Why is that we're not getting it? We have all these conferences. Right? Our people. The congregation. We got so many great teachers. But yet you can see very few getting it. Because lack of prayer. So that's what we do with our pastor. She has the JTH. It's all over the world. Now we're receiving testimony. I've been listening to Pastor Nancy. Man, I'm sick for a long time, many years. Now I'm healed. Amen. I got this all worry problem. Now I'm free. They're getting it. They're getting it, folks. As Pastor Nancy was ministering, Father, we pray. We pray for all those people. Father, give them the spirit of wisdom, revelation in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that whatever pastor's ministry will get into their spirit. They might not know how to pray, but you know how to pray. Give them a chance. Give them opportunity through your prayer. And they started getting it. Amen. We are in these last days. Even the elect will be deceived. But not us. Because we will pray. We will not get deceived. Oh, wow. There's going to be a great flow of the word and spirit in our churches. We will pray. We amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, we will pray. Yeah, out of your belly. Out of your belly. Jesus said, out of your innermost being flow what? Rivers of living water. And in the book of Acts, that living water is the utterance given by the Spirit. The utterance, that living water are utterances that come out of your spirit, given by the Holy Spirit to you. Amen. Living waters. So that we will not be dry. There's always a flow of that life. The atram mochuriabas, that's a living water coming out of your innermost being, given to you by the Holy Ghost. You lift up one person, you lift up pray efficient prayers, pray in the Holy Ghost, do whatever it takes. Amen. Hallelujah. Let that river flow. Let the innermost being. Oh, the atra, that's a river of life. That's a river of life. It'll change. You know what? When river comes and flows in a certain land, it will change. It will change the condition. It will change the atmosphere of that land because a river went. He even said, I will make a river in the desert. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, well, it's dry in our church. Then make a river. Let the river flow in you. We're going to pray. We will pray. We will change the way we live. We will change. In our car, we're going to pray. There will be no prayerlessness in our churches, in our life, in our family. We're going to let the river flow from within us. The life of God, the utterance given by the Spirit. He said, that's the river of life. Yes. Let's do that, right? We got the joy. So we're not dead. Let's all pray in the Spirit. From our innermost being. Roma seka raboshoko. Yakro lariako celebreshika. Randa rabasoko tatesia katapaya. Father Takoso. Yes, yes, Lord. Haha, utterance. Utterances. Oh, yes, Lord. Utterance for pastor, even tonight. Utterance. Mateke. Divine utterance. And the boldness to speak those utterances as she ought to speak. Reka. Yeah, yeah. Oh, every pastor. Every minister. Oh. Aha! Okay, Father, all utterances for them. I pray, and the people will receive it with gladness. Yakum da ra na ko celebration. Yeah, the gross celebration. And the gross celebration. Rebahura basera. Rana. Glory. Oh, glory. Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Yes, Father. Yeah. Yes, Father. Oh. 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 Ha. Ah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Whoa. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Father. Yes. Great miracles, healings, the revelation of your word. Ah, whoa. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh. Yes, Lord. To the least and to the greatest, they will understand. They will receive your word. They will receive the revelation of who they are in Christ. And the plan, the specific plan for all of them, that they may walk on the paths that you have prepared for all of us. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
We trust you've enjoyed this message. Visit us at DufresneMinistries.org to learn of our upcoming meetings, share your testimony, become a partner, or visit our online store. This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Dufresne Ministries.